Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 27, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Axis Capital partners with Grey Wolf Capital to launch the Axis Opportunistic Credit Fund. Axis Capital has partnered with Grey Wolf Capital to launch the Axis Opportunistic Credit Fund, an SEC-registered interval fund offering exposure to opportunistic credit strategies. Sub-advised by Grey Wolf Capital Management, the fund aims to provide investors with access to stressed, distressed, special situations, structured credit, and hard assets. With low investment minimums of $25,000, no capital calls, and simplified tax reporting, the fund seeks to deliver risk-adjusted returns while managing downside risk. Grey Wolf Capital's expertise in credit investments, combined with Axis Capital's mission to make private market strategies accessible, creates a unique opportunity for investors seeking differentiated income strategies. To learn more, visit axisfundsolutions.com. AI news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ-LNE, expands AI agent Bob into sales and origination after strong Q2 pilot results. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASNE, has expanded its AI agent Bob from customer support into sales and origination activities after strong Q2 pilot results. Bob, introduced in 2023, has shown to be 6 times more effective in borrower engagement than human loan officers and generated 2.5 times more leads at near zero cost. In Q2 2025, Bob piloted a sales role, resulting in $7.1 million in origination volume and $170,000 in revenue, with over half of borrower interactions outside normal business hours. CEO Nick Luza stated that Bob is evolving into an expert communicator, driving loan production at lower cost, with plans to expand into borrower education, top-of-funnel sales, and processing and underwriting by 2026.
Structure Research publishes 2025 reports on Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets, offers sneak peek at upcoming Bangkok analysis. Structure Research, a leading independent research firm, has released its latest reports on the Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets. The Kuala Lumpur market is projected to reach $1.1 billion by 2030, with a 5-year CAGR of 31%, driven by hyperscale cloud and AI infrastructure. Jakarta's market is expected to grow at an 11% CAGR, reaching $856 million by 2030. Both markets are attracting major players like Alibaba Cloud, AWS, and Google, reshaping deployment models and supporting new demand patterns. The upcoming Bangkok Report 2025 will provide insights into the rapidly growing data center market in the region. For more information, visit Structure Research's website. Investor news breaks. Favo Capital, OTC, strengthens executive team with appointments of Katie Merlis as CFO and Vaughn Corte as COO. Favo Capital has appointed Katie Merlis as Chief Financial Officer and Vaughn Corte as Chief Operating Officer. These leadership moves are aimed at positioning the company for its next phase of growth, leveraging Merlis' financial and investment expertise and Corte's extensive operational experience. Merlis brings over a decade of financial leadership, while Court, with 17 years of finance and business experience, previously served as CFO and held senior roles with Adidas across 60 countries. Favo Capital Inc., OTCO, is a diversified financial company operating in financial services and income-producing real estate, committed to financial transparency, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for its shareholders. Stop patching workflows together. How Lark creates a unified flow. Most teams struggle with using multiple apps for different tasks, leading to lost conversations, siloed documents, and stuck approvals. Lark changes this by bringing core business processes into one place, connecting workflows seamlessly. Lark Base keeps projects consistent by visualizing data in various formats and automating tasks. Lark Approval streamlines decision-making, reducing delays, and providing transparency. Lark Docs and Wiki keep knowledge accessible, while Lark Forms integrates feedback into the workflow. Lark Messenger and Meetings turn conversations into actionable outcomes, bridging communication gaps. By unifying these features, Lark transforms scattered tools into a connected system, allowing teams to focus on what truly matters without the hassle of patching workflows together.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, initiated with outperform rating and $11.50 price target. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, received an outperform rating and $11.50 price target from PartnerCap Securities. The research report highlights Brera's unique multi-club ownership model in global football, noting industry tailwinds, revenue growth, and strong management alignment. Trading at a discount compared to peers, Brera's valuation is seen as undervalued, with a target based on FY 2026 revenue estimates of $15.2 million. Brera Holdings aims to expand its social impact football business globally, with recent acquisitions and investments in clubs across Europe, Africa, and Asia. For more information, visit www.breraholdings.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.